This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it!
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Market, New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Boxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
But we just didn't feel that the deals with guys, either ability, with the role they would play, with the service time that they had, being free agents in a short time period, mirrored giving up the type of players that we felt, especially under the circumstances that we're in. I mean, we're battling for a spot. Hopefully we win a division, but I'm going to sit here realistically, we're probably playing first for a wild card spot, so you're playing for a one-game wild card. And I look at that a little bit differently as far as what you're willing to do and the risk that you're willing to take.
It's a week ago, basically a week ago, Dave Dombrowski and the trade deadline, which was actually last Wednesday. Why would we be playing that now? Why would we be playing that now on the Baseball Reporters here? August 6th, 6 p.m., Red Sox are out of it in the wild card race. Or let me rephrase, out of it in the division, well back in the wild card race. Feels like the season is over. And then how about this? How about this item? In Dan Shaughnessy's column that dropped this afternoon on the Boston Globe website, 12:11 p.m., I didn't see it until later in the show, 12:11 p.m., it was posted with this headline: Dave Dombrowski may have to take the fall for Red Sox fall off. Dave Dombrowski may have to take the fall for Red Sox fall off. And it's a bullets column, meaning there's, you know, little bullets on the left side, and he's got about, I don't know, 15 items, 20 items, whatever it is. The first item is this: I'll be shocked if Dave Dombrowski is back with the Red Sox next season. Boston's president of baseball operations has increasingly isolated himself with pals Frank Wren and Tony La Russa and has few friends inside Fenway's walls. Dombrowski is under contract for just one more season. When you have the top payroll in baseball and don't make the playoffs, somebody has to go. Alex Cora isn't going anywhere, Shaughnessy writes. Dombrowski has been exactly what we thought he would be. He delivered a championship, but he gets the blame for the Chris Sale and Nathan Eovaldi contracts and for failing to address the bullpen need. He's clearly not the guy to oversee a much-needed farm system rebuild. Candidate to replace Dombrowski, Eddie Romero. End item. Dombrowski's out, folks. He's out. And let me just tell you, that's my interpretation of the item. Dave Dombrowski's gone.
Well, does that read like speculation to you?
So I was just going to ask you that, Murray, that when you read the column, and again, it's a column, which in theory, you know, I'm giving you like this newspaper 101 lesson now. Columns are opinion most of the time. Shaughnessy used to be a reporter, beat reporter for both baseball and basketball for that matter. Okay, and again, the way he writes it, I'll be shocked if Dombrowski is back. He's isolated himself. He's under contract for just one more year. Somebody has to go. Alex Cora isn't going anywhere, Shaughnessy writes. Not, I'd be surprised. No, writes emphatically, Alex Cora isn't going anywhere. Someone has to pay Sale and Eovaldi or Dombrowski's fault. And he even says the name of a replacement. Not only does he have him fired, he's already got the leading candidate out there in Eddie Romero. Does that sound like speculation to you, Murray?
No, not at all.
Or does that sound like reporting news and Shaughnessy's just being coy about it?
It's that. He's being coy about this. This sounds like this is an informed opinion.
Jimmy Stewart, do you think there's any? Do you think this is informed on the part of Shaughnessy?
Informed 100%.
I mean, come on.
Dombrowski's gone. It's Eddie Romero's job.
I did the job, and I'm sorry to step on you, Jimmy.
It's okay.
I did the job.
I do it to you, too.
I was the master of reporting facts without reporting facts.
And you'd put a bombshell note, like second to last paragraph.
Halfway down the story, usually buried in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
That way you wouldn't piss off the people that told you. You'd get the news out there, and then the story would really explode the next
day. Snake move.
So it is a snake move. It's a total snake move. Honestly, I look at Shaughnessy and say, this should have been a separate story, dude. And I love Shaughnessy. I've been trying to reach him. Look, he's actually, my cell phone's ringing with his call on it right now.
Put him on speaker.
Dan, I'm on the air. Call Jimmy Stewart. We'll put you on the air if you want to come on the air. Okay, 617-779-0985.
Oh, my God.
Dave Dombrowski appears to be headed out the door based on Shaughnessy's reporting today at the top of his column posted today at midday on the Globe website. Again, I didn't see it till much later in the afternoon, probably about 4 o'clock. Dombrowski's out. Shaughnessy thinks he's going to be fired and that Eddie Romero's a candidate to replace him.
My problem is with you.
I have my theories on whom I would like to replace Dombrowski. I'll give you those somewhere here in the next, 50 minutes or so. But in the interim, you tell me, do you want him back or not? Because Felger wants Dombrowski back. Felger fears the unknown of a guy like Eddie Romero more than he does the known of Dombrowski. Now, if you were to say to me point blank, would I fire Dave Dombrowski? That's a toughie. He's won 3 divisions in 4 years. He's coming off a World Series championship. But there's got to be some sort of significant change in this Red Sox organization. Whether it's the pitching coach, whether it's you don't renew Dombrowski's contract, whatever it is. And maybe the Red Sox came to that conclusion that, you know what, we're not going to sign him to an extension, so we're going to put him out of his misery right now and go. This much I know. I'm not upset about it. I don't think it's stupid. I still don't know if I'm for it, not against it. And maybe that tells me everything I need to know. 617-779-0985. Bob's in Needham. Bob, what do you think?
First of all, Tony, what a wonderful way to do business, having firing people and not even letting them know that they're being fired and let them twist in the wind.
Bob, how do we know that they haven't let him know yet? Maybe he does know.
Well, maybe he does. Tony, you're the one that said his charge was you have 3-year window to win the World Series. Apparently, they didn't win the World Series. Oh, maybe they did win the World Series. He was given a mandate to win the World Series with the window open, and he did it. And now, less than 10 months later, you have him on the chopping block, and you could care less. I don't care. He got the prospects are fine. He got the job that he was mandated to do done. And that means nothing apparently to you.
Okay, so Bob, you're pro Dombrowski, right? And listen, I'm not,
but I don't want someone fired after they win the highest championship in the sport.
Okay.
After 10 months.
So let me ask you, what do you think is priority number one for the Red Sox right now at this point going forward?
My priority would be trading Mookie Betts and getting as much as you could possibly get for him. My second priority would be getting rid of the pitching coach and finding out what happened to Sale. That would be my first priority. You signed him for $145 million. Find out exactly why he's gone so disastrously wrong. Thirdly, if you could possibly get rid of David Price, I would do it at all costs.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. Forget about Price. Okay, forget about Price. You're not getting rid of Price. You got to figure out what's wrong with Sale. Fine. What I was going to say going forward, you know what the number one priority for the Red Sox should be? Starting to inject some young talent into the operation again. And I don't mean the big leagues. I mean the minor leagues. They've got nothing coming. They had nothing to trade at this deadline. Not really. They don't have anybody coming through the system that's going to challenge or threaten for a big league job next year. Not really. This is a problem. This is a problem. And so if the next challenge for John Henry is to look at the Red Sox and say, how do we rebuild the farm system and start that assembly line again? How do we kickstart the feeder system? How do we do that? Well, we bring in a GM that's good at building an organization from the inside out. Is that what Dombrowski is? Is Dombrowski the kind of guy that builds it from the inside out? Or is he the kind of guy that parachutes in when all the talent's already there? Bogarts, Betts, Benintendi, Rafael Devers, you'll go right down the list. Is he just the guy who parachutes in at that point and then trades some of your minor league talent and prospects for Chris Sale, signs David Price, trades for Craig Kimbrell with somebody else's prospects? What talent did Dave Dombrowski bring in other than that which he traded for with someone else's prospects or signed with someone else's checkbook? Tell me, what talent? So again, I'm not telling you it's all that he sucked. They knew what he was when they brought him in. I just think they're going to a place now where they need someone different. Bob's in Methuen. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Tony. I do think Dombrowski needs to be fired as soon as the offseason hits. He's one of the last individuals that I would want to have handling the entire situation with Betts. Dombrowski has 1 year left. If he trades Betts, he's going to trade Betts for either veteran guys or guys at the AAA level that really don't have a lot of upside but might be able to help in the short term to save his job.
So, look, again, Mookie Betts is part of the equation here, too, because the Red Sox have a dilemma there. They have to figure out what's going to happen with Mookie, and if they have to trade him, and they might, they need to be able to identify good young talent in other organizations that they can bring in that will have an impact on their club, whether it's next year or 2 years, 3 years down the road. Whatever it is, it's fine. It doesn't have to be immediate on Mookie. He's got 1 year left. So is Dombrowski the guy to do it? Again, for a minute, we sit here all the time when we talk about players and we say, forget about past performance. It's about the future. The Patriots do it all the time. And you commend them. You sit there and say, no. It's about going forward. They let players go a year too early versus a year too late. They do it all the time down there in Foxborough. So now, given where the Red Sox are going, given what the challenges ahead of them are, do you want Dave Dombrowski doing that job or do you want someone else? And Eddie Romero, as a leading candidate within the Red Sox organization, has a good reputation. Can he be a GM? Can he negotiate contracts? Can he make trades? I don't know. I have no idea whether he can do it. I know if I were the Red Sox, number one on my list would be Theo. I would call the Cubs and I would say, what's it going to take? I would call Theo and say, do you want to come back? We'll do whatever we have to do to get you here. We'll double what they're paying you. We'll give you a stake in ownership. We'll give you a Billy Bean deal. Remember, Billy Bean was under contract with the A's when the Red Sox tried to get him. So this doesn't have to be the kind of scenario where a guy's a free agent and out there. No. Go after Theo. Lucchino would have gone after Theo again. Lucchino would have done it. Try. The worst they say is no.
Tony, there's precedent for this. Remember, the Red Sox went after John Farrell up in Toronto.
Absolutely.
And they had to settle for Bobby Valentine for a year.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, again, I'm okay with it, even an interim GM until I don't even know when Theo's contract is up. I think he get an extension, though. But whatever. Buy him. Go buy him.
Remember the Ken Rosenthal report where he said, quote, the Red Sox feel like they're entitled to John Farrell, unquote.
I mean, I just look at it again, and I think Farrell and Theo are a little different because one's a manager, one's an executive. But it's doable. It's doable. That's where I would start. I'm less worried about the replacement than I am about the direction of the organization. And what I know is this. If they want to rebuild the farm system, Dave Dombrowski's not the guy to do it. And in fact, there was something that happened at this trade deadline that really suggested to me that Dombrowski doesn't have the power he used to. At least not when he got here. We'll tell you what that was when we come back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
But I would also tell you that in my conversations, I mean, I had clubs come up with some unique thought processes. Actually, pretty wise. Like they'd take a player back for international money to give us more CBT room and all this. We didn't need more CBT room for the deals that we were talking about. So it really was a matter not of cost. And I think I can't speak for John and Tom and Mike Gordon because I didn't present it to him. But I've in my heart said, hey, this deal makes the difference. They've never said no to me.
Dave Dombrowski at the trade deadline saying there were no restrictions on him from ownership in terms of the spending, taking on salary to go over that luxury tax threshold of $246 million. I wonder, but you know what? I actually believe him on that comment. I have a different area in which I think John Henry put restrictions on Dombrowski. And the only reason we're touching on this tonight, Dan Shaughnessy of the Globe wrote today that he'd be shocked if Dave Dombrowski returns. He named Eddie Romero as a candidate to replace Dombrowski and says emphatically, doesn't say sources or anything of the like, Alex Cora isn't going anywhere. Sounds to me like Shaughnessy has info and isn't just shooting this out his ears. Okay, that's just my opinion, but I'll tell you what. Let's bring in Dan and ask him, who joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Dan, is this a column? Is this an opinion? Or is this informed speculation?
It is not breaking news. It is not reported. It is just my opinion. As you see there, it says I'd be shocked if he's here next year. And that's the way I feel. And it's informed opinion, I believe. And I think that the shine's off the apple a little bit there. And I think that if you read carefully, you know, him not having many friends inside the walls of Fenway, that should tell you something.
Okay, so again, I just write, you admit that it is, quote-unquote, informed speculation.
Correct.
Okay, good. So this is not just coming from nowhere. And the line you're talking about is Boston's president of baseball operations, meaning Dombrowski, has increasingly isolated himself with pals Frank Wren and Tony La Russa. And those are, for those who don't know, everyone knows who La Russa is, but Frank Wren is a longtime Dombrowski confidant, former GM of the Braves, I think, years and years ago. Was also a John Schuerholz confidant, and essentially like a lieutenant to Dombrowski. But he's isolated himself with Frank Wren and Tony La Russa and has few friends inside Fenway's walls. And then you state, emphatically, Alex Cora isn't going anywhere. Also informed speculation?
Well, I think that's obvious. Don't you think that? I mean, you know that.
Okay.
Would say that.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think Cora's going anywhere either, but there's a difference between somebody indicating that to me and me believing that. You follow me?
Yeah, I understand. I would say the Cora thing is more just obvious than reported. I mean, but I don't think anybody has to contest that. That would be doubly shocking. That's not happening. Okay. He's not going anywhere. You know that.
No, I don't think he is either. Do you think that the Red Sox have already told Dombrowski he's not coming back?
I do not know, but I just feel like, again, I feel like I would be shocked based on, I think that there's not a lot of support for Dave inside at this hour, you know, and I just think that's been growing. I don't think he has many friends inside there. And, you know, and I feel like he's done the job he was hired to do, and it's time to go to the next thing.
Okay, so look, where they are, Dan, and you make reference to the fact that, you know, the farm system is a mess, right? I think you say here, he gets the blame for the Chris Sale and Nathan Eovaldi contract and for failing to address the bullpen need. He's clearly not the guy to oversee a much-needed farm system rebuild. Do you think that last thing, that farm system rebuild, is now a priority for the Red Sox?
I don't know, Tony. You and I both know that in this market, it's very difficult. You're not going to tank. You're not going to bottom out. You're not going to, like, you know, do what the Cubs did and lose 100 games for a couple of years and rebuild. They can't do that here, and that was always one of Theo's objections, that you can't do that kind of a total tear down, rebuild. It's not going to happen. The fans here won't accept it. They want to contend. So it's a balancing act here. But I do think that, you know, Dave's tendency to always go with veteran players, to appease them with, you know, continuing to give high salaries and to just, you know, trade the prospects that were already here and be about all now, that has run its course here for him.
I mean, Dan, he takes it to an extreme, really.
Yeah, he does it like no one I've ever seen.
Okay, so when you say this market won't tolerate it, I've always said the Red Sox shouldn't have to pick between being a player development operation, Dan, and they shouldn't have to pick between that and being a team that goes out and signs premium free agents. They should be able to do both. Okay, they should be able to do both. They have the resources to do both. So I don't think they have to pick one or the other. Let me throw you a crazy scenario out there. Do you think there's any stomach or willingness at all on the part of the Red Sox to even if they have to offer compensation and it's sizable, to go back and try to bring Theo back?
Well, I think they would be, you know, there's some emotional components to that and personal issues and all that, but I think everybody on this side could get past that. I think Theo wants to come back here eventually in his lifetime. I don't think now's the time.
Okay, I just, to me, that's the first call I'd make. It's the first call I'd make. Because, again, Theo proved it. You can do both. You can do both. And they do have a need in the farm system. Look, before we let you go, let me ask you the obvious question, which is, do you think Dombrowski deserves to be fired?
I would say no overall. It just depends on what the shape of the organization wants to be moving forward. But, I mean, he's won a World Series. He's finished in first place. But he did other people's talent. He made, you know, not a real hard thing to bring in Chris Sale, to bring in J.D. Martinez, to spend people's money to trade the prospects. But he did what he was hired to do, and he was that guy. And they won a championship with one of the greatest teams of all time. I just don't think, moving forward, I'm not sure he's going to be your voice when you have to decide whether or not to trade Mookie Betts.
Yeah, see, that's a big one, Dan. The Mookie thing's a big one, because if you're going to... Yeah, go ahead. If you're going to identify young players in another organization, then ideally you want a GM whose strength is identifying young players.
That's not his thing.
Okay, what can you tell me about Eddie Romero, who you listed here as a candidate to replace Dombrowski?
Not a lot. I mean, you know, his dad's the infielder from the old days. We all knew Eddie Romero Sr., but, you know, he's highly thought of. He's a career guy, and I think he checks some boxes, and I think the Red Sox would be very proud to have that kind of a guy, you know, lead them into the next era. But beyond that, I mean, they may try and get an established guy. Dave could be back here next year. I don't know. Dave could be here for 10 more years. I'm just, this is what I believe. This is what I think. And I'm not married to Eddie Romero. I just think he's a strong possibility if they do not bring back Dave.
It's a sneaky move to where you dropped it into that column, Dan. Sneaky move. Old school sneaky move. Drop it into the top of the column, because you and I both know there's some news behind that.
It's a veteran move, Tony. You know that.
All right. There you go. Listen, sorry to bother you. I know you're away. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, informed speculation. He acknowledged informed speculation. Does anyone honestly think he just pulled that one out of his curly hair?
No. No, again, the way that it's written, it reads like informed speculation. That's just not him throwing something against the wall.
I don't know what's living in that bonnet on Shaughnessy's head. I don't know what's living in there, but he didn't just pull this out of there. He didn't pull this out of there. If you ask me, Dombrowski's toast. Murray's Get Your Headlines. We'll be back with your calls. I see you all lined up. Don't go anywhere, because I do. I want to hear your thoughts on whether Dave Dombrowski should be fired after this season, because it certainly looks like we're headed that way.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We have the Sox. The Sox come. This is the Baseball Reporter. Tony Mazzara, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Canigliaro and Williams with the other two. A high fly left center field. That's deep. Gordon turning around. And it is out of here. A home run. Rafi Devers with number 23 on the year, and the Red Sox lead it 4-0.
He is deadly in Fenway Park. I mean, really, how do you pitch this guy?
One of the few real bright spots of this Red Sox season, Rafael Devers, along with Xander Bogaerts. Those are the big ones. Eddie Rodriguez probably a little bit too. But none of those guys, Devers, Bogaerts, Rodriguez, never brought to the Red Sox by Dave Dombrowski. None. Zero. None. In fact, I agree with Shaughnessy. Dombrowski won a championship here, but he largely did it with other people's talent and someone else's money. And the players that he did bring in, he brought in with someone else's talent. Yoan Moncada, Ben Cherington, and who else was in that deal? Kopech, who was drafted under either Cherington or Theo. Dombrowski really didn't have a lot to do. Look, he made some good moves along the way. He made a lot of bad ones, too. But the team that was here waiting for him was a good team with a lot of promise. And I think the Red Sox are heading back in that direction. Anthony's in the truck. Anthony, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going? So, to start, I'm not a Dombrowski guy. I hated it when they brought him on board. But he has done his job.
So I had a solution where they didn't really have to throw him to the wolves, and that's hire a vice president of baseball operations who actually knows how to build a farm system. And maybe, you know, you take care of both with one swing. You keep loyal to the guy who's got you where you are, and you incite a big change, you know, so, without a head rolling.
So, Anthony, I think they basically have that right now. Jimmy, and I don't know his actual title, isn't Eddie Romero a vice president?
He's the vice president and assistant to the general manager. He reports directly to Dave Dombrowski.
Okay, so look, I can tell you again, Shaughnessy listed Eddie Romero as the leading candidate to replace Dombrowski. I can tell you that I've already been, you know, punching around with some people in baseball, and they tell me that they think Eddie Romero is the right guy to do it. Okay, now I don't know if he is or he isn't. I'm just telling you what the opinion of Eddie Romero is outside of Boston. Alan's in Florida. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, you know, I did want to tell you yesterday when I called and told you that the main reason that one of them was Dumbo, and you said, no, it's just that, the team gave up, the team quit, without pitching. Anyway, you know, Maz, I know what talk radio is all about. I have some fun. You have fun. You're not serious, by the way, of trading Mookie Betts for Theo Epstein. I mean, joking. I mean, you're not serious, right?
I'm 100% serious.
Well, it might be the stupidest thing I've ever heard on a radio or a television show ever. And by the way, let's look at Theo's record. Did you ever hear Hugh Darvish, by the way?
Sure.
Yeah, did you ever hear Haywood?
Yeah, sure.
How about those two contracts? Who signed them?
Theo.
I see. Okay. How many championships have they won since he's been there?
One.
Do you know that there's talk in Chicago about getting rid of Madden and getting rid of him if they don't win the World Series this year, which they're not going to? So maybe you might be able to get him for nothing.
Okay, you know what? Good. Then I'll tell you what. I'll take him in a heartbeat. I'll take him in a heartbeat. I think one of the biggest things the Red Sox have to do is start to rebuild that player development operation. And if Theo's out there, hell yeah, I'm bringing him in. And when I say I'd trade Mookie, because he's out of here in a year. He's out of here in a year. It'll never take Mookie. But would I do it? Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I would. Because you know what? Theo's worth it. I think Theo's that kind of GM. Look at the players the Cubs have pumped out since he got there. Baez, Bryant. Like, you know, they've pumped him out. Now, look, again, they need to win again. They do. But you want players to come through the system? Bring Theo back. John in the car. John, what do you got?
Tony, most people acquire knowledge every day. You seem to lose it. You're a fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. Look at the age of Devers, Benintendi, Betts, now Chavis. You've got your nucleus for the next several years if these guys can get signed. If you trade Betts, you're nuts. They just got to put the money on the table, whatever it takes, to sign him. I'm not saying he's a Mike Trout, but he is an elite player.
John, what if he doesn't want to be here?
Tony, Dombrowski was not brought here to build a farm system. He was brought here to win. You needed an experienced guy to come here. He did what he needed to do. Tony, you didn't believe last year. We don't have to talk about last year, but you were questioning him right up until the playoffs. You said he never went to the playoffs with a bullpen. The guy got the job done, Tony.
So, John, listen, I didn't hang up on you. Stay right there because I want to have the conversation with you. He absolutely won last year. He was brought here to win a championship, and he did. What is the task for the organization now, going forward? What do you think it is, and can Dombrowski do it?
But, Tony, my point is...
I know what your point is. I got your point. I agreed with your point.
And you can rebuild in baseball, out of the four major sports, you can rebuild your system relatively quickly.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question.
No. No, because you didn't answer mine. Where did Dombrowski last do that? Where did he rebuild the farm system? Where? Jimmy, can you punch him up? Because I froze up. He's online, too.
Every place he's gone, that hasn't been his priority, if I understand it correctly. He was brought on to win because he's a veteran, old-school guy. Yeah, his time is limited here, Tony, but he's got his job done. Last question, Tony.
No, I'm not. You're not asking the questions. Enough with your questions. I'm done answering your questions.
Go start a podcast.
Okay? So, seriously, yes. You know why? He hasn't built a farm system anywhere. He hasn't built a farm system anywhere. So don't feed me that crap. Steve's in Waltham. Steve, go.
It just kills me is Theo wins a championship and is a scapegoated for chicken and beer. Charing wins a championship and then is bounced out. Now you want to bounce out Dombrowski after winning a championship. It just seems like, why would Theo want to come back to such a tumultuous situation? You're constantly kicking the GM out. I mean, Dombrowski did what he had to do. You know, I'm not a big fan of him either, but getting Chris Sale last year, that was a steal. I'm sorry, and Kimbrel, I mean, whatever, when they acquired him, yeah, he had to overpay, but, I mean, he's getting his marching orders from Henry, okay? He's paying these contracts. The reason why they didn't make a move at the deadline, I totally disagree with Dombrowski.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to stop there just because you're getting off track, but your first point was a good one. Would Theo want to come back? The last two GMs won a World Series in a year and a half. They've been fired if Dombrowski's out the door. Just quickly, because I want to squeeze it in, he's a Cubs fan. Josh on Theo Epstein. Go ahead, Josh.
Maz, I don't know what that guy was talking about before. As a Cubs fan, nobody loves Theo more than I do, and it was the greatest decision the organization's ever done. The Madden thing is possibly true. They're talking about it, which makes me love Theo even more because he's a straight-up G. He's a boss. He's like, listen, you ain't getting that job done, you're out of here.
So, yeah. Way, so, Josh, that was
John Lester.
Yeah, that was my understanding of it, too. That Theo's the one that put Madden on the hot seat. Theo put Madden on the hot seat. Jimmy, again, I can't drop him because I'm frozen out here. So maybe you can do that for me on line one. So look, again, I'm not telling. I'd make the call on Theo. I'd be surprised if it happens. I'd be surprised, but I'd make the call. Trivia Tuesday coming up next. First five callers to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. You'll have the chance to participate in Trivia Tuesday. If you can answer three questions in a row, you'll get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, the official pizza of baseball fans, and be automatically entered for a three-night stay at the Tamarind Aruba All-Inclusive Resort, provided by the Aruba Tourism Authority, travel courtesy of JetBlue. We'll do that next.
We have the Ducks covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Trivia Tuesday on the Baseball Reporter. This is where your baseball knowledge can lead to fabulous prizes. And now, here's your host, Tony Maserati.
All right, here we go. Trivia Tuesday. You answer three questions in a row correctly, you get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, and then you'll be entered for a drawing at the Tamarind Aruba three-night stay. All-inclusive resort provided by the Aruba Tourism Authority, travel courtesy of JetBlue. Again, you'll be entered for the drawing to win the three-night trip with travel. Okay? You'll be entered in that drawing. So far, nobody has answered three in a row. We've had to dumb down the questions, for lack of a better term.
And I didn't think they could get any dumber than last week, but still no winner.
Okay. So that's what a wrong answer sounds like. Jimmy, you can be quick on the trigger. Jimmy, you want to tell everybody what a correct answer sounds like? Okay, so there you go. Okay, so there you go. Again, we'll take a maximum of five callers or stop when we get a winner. That's the idea. We only get one winner a week. Kick it off tonight with Johnny, who's in the truck. Johnny, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here you go. We tried to make these easy, so here you go. Okay? Two Red Sox players homered last night in the team's win against the Kansas City Royals. Name either one.
Devers.
Devers is correct. Rafael Devers is a correct answer. All right, good job. Second question. Mookie Betts won the batting title last year with a .346 average. Okay, that was the 15th time that a Red Sox player has won the batting title while hitting .340 or more. Okay? Five other Sox players have done that, meaning won a batting title while batting .340 or better. Of the other five guys, name two.
Ted Williams?
Ted Williams is correct. That's one.
And we'll go with...
Jim Rice. He said Jim Rice. Jim Rice is incorrect. incorrect. Okay, let's bring in
smashing start.
Jake and Dyke. It's not a horrible guess. Good, Jake. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, first question. Dave Dombrowski may be fired at the end of the year, according to a story in Today's Globe by Dan Shaughnessy. 4 years after replacing Ben Cherington at the top of the Red Sox baseball operation. Okay, Dombrowski arrived here 4 years ago. What team fired Dombrowski before he came to Boston?
Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers, correct. Exactly right. Good job. Okay, second question. After Ted Williams, who won the batting title with a .406 average, which Red Sox batting champion owns the highest single-season average in club history? In other words, single season behind Ted's .406, and other than Ted, who has the highest single season average in club history? And I'll give you a hint by telling you it's happened in modern times.
My first thought is Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn is incorrect. Fred Lynn is incorrect. It's a good guess. That's a tough question, but it wasn't as long ago as you think. I tried to give you a little hint. Maybe I should have made it a little easier.
No, stop trying to make it easy on them.
Oh, God. Murray, we want to give away prizes, Murray. That's the idea.
I'm about being firm but fair.
Chris is in Bridgewater. Chris, you there?
I am, Tony.
Name the starting pitcher for the Royals last night.
Oh, God. I didn't even watch it. Montgomery.
Okay, hey. I'll give it to you. Mike Montgomery. Very good. Very good. Mike Montgomery is the correct answer. Here's your second question. Kansas City won its first World Series in 1985 when this 21-year-old and future Red Sox pitcher led them to a title while winning the Cy Young Award. Who was he?
Brett Saberhagen.
Brett Saberhagen is correct. Good job. That is right. We're going for the big one here. We're going for the big one here. Third and final question.
You didn't need to add that Red Sox part, Mass.
Okay, I'm trying to make it easy for them, Murray. Trying to make it easy. Okay, here you go. Which team signed David Ortiz out of the Dominican Republic as a teenager?
Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Twins is incorrect. Incorrect.
It's a trick question.
David Ortiz did not sign with the Minnesota Twins. He was traded to the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, damn.
It's a third question. It's supposed to be hard.
That's when he was known as David Arias.
Okay, I know we're trying to give away prizes here, but like, you know, that one is a little tricky. I admit that was underhanded of me. Mitch is in Acton. Mitch, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here you go. Red Sox starter Andrew Cashner will make his fifth start for the team tonight since the Red Sox acquired him from Baltimore. Of the previous four starts that Cashner has made, how many games have the Red Sox won?
In his start, you mean?
Yes.
One.
One is correct. They've only won one of his four starts to date. Very good. Murray, why are you chuckling over there?
It's Jimmy screwing up the sound effects back there.
See, I'm not even paying attention to the sound effects. Okay, number two, here you go. Here's your question. Besides the Red Sox, Nathan Eovaldi has played for four other teams. Name two of them.
Tampa.
Yep.
Yankees.
Correct. Those two are correct. Very good. Okay, we're going to go to the third and final question. Okay, third and final question. I asked this one before. I'm going to ask it again. I think it's a good one. When Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record in 1974, and when Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's all-time hits record in 1985, so on the night that when Aaron broke Ruth's home run record, and when Rose broke Cobb's hit record, the same man was playing first base for the opposing team. Who was he?
Steve Garvey.
Steve Garvey is correct.
Finally, a winner.
Jimmy, we got any celebratory music back there? Anything? Good job. All right, Mitch. Mitch, here's the deal. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold.
All righty.
Okay, good job. Mitch gets a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, and he is automatically entered into a drawing for a three-night stay at the Amarant Aruba provided by the Aruba Tourism Authority. Travel courtesy of JetBlue. And right now?
He would be the winner.
Right now, he's the only entered in the drawing for the trip. Oh, finally a winner. Now we can start to toughen up the questions again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.